Greetings, fellow music lovers. In this latest instalment of The Jukebox Graduate, Dave and Eugene managed to ramble on for well over 3 hours. Many efforts were made to edit this down to a much more reasonable length, but it was simply not possible. Therefore, what you are about to hear is part two of a very special two-part podcast presentation of The Jukebox Graduate. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Leaving, and when I'm that busy, I'm listening to Jukebox Graduate. And if you're not listening to Jukebox Graduate, shame on you. What a diva, what a diva!
So, everyone, welcome to the 2023-2024 Jukebox Graduate Radio Pledge Drive.
Yay!
Yay!
So, the Jukebox Graduate podcast that you and I started debuted March 13th, 2017.
Oh, wow.
Back when we were in high school, right? And and it was sort of the phoenix that rose from the ashes of the Music Matters podcast from 2016 that I did with friends Tim and Joe. And you were a regular on there as sort of our man on the street caller. I don't know if
you recall that.
So you were on for several episodes, and that was a ton of fun. We did standard and side pod episodes, as we would call them, from 2017 to 2020. And then during 2020, we did some lockdown episodes recorded just like this remotely called Singles. And did a handful of those because nobody knew what to do with themselves. And I still had to work remotely, so I didn't have the time to go out and catch you out in L.A. and record with you in person. So we were starting to do that. And then time just sort of grabbed onto us in different directions and on our podcast.
You started the station.
Well, I started as a result of not having the time to conceivably do regular podcast episodes continually still. I decided, well, let's start a radio station and we'll put shows on there. I said, Gene, you can actually make your own show. You're not tied in with me anymore if you don't want to be. You can do your own show. We'll put it on the station and it can air there. And I did the same when I had time to make a program. I host a program called The New Release Bin, which is on 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday through Friday. And it's all new release music from the current calendar year. So we started the station New Year's Eve on 2020. And we've been running it for coming up on 4 years now, I think it is. Yeah, so the station is an auto DJ format with occasional hosted programming, like your program, The Know It All Hour, which airs Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific. Tied in with that, on Tuesdays and Thursdays at the same time, we have a program called Eugene Edwards Spins, which is sort of a randomization of tracks that you've heard on The Know It All Hour over the years.
Yeah, I put it on like the later night version.
Yeah,
and I'll put it on softly, and I'll go to sleep to it.
Oh, really?
Because it's like
good.
It's really familiar. I put it on low volume, and then there's just this really. I just drift off pleasantly.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah. It's a good listen. So when we started the station, I launched it with a little over 2,000 curated songs. The core eras range from 1960 to present. My plans are to go back through back to the 50s and even beforehand for some specialized hourly programming at different times.
Back to some lathe cut discs.
Oh, yeah. Some Rudy Valley tracks are definitely on the griddle. but today, and so the genres we cover are rock, pop, country, punk, rap, metal, folk, soul, R&B, jazz. Not yet. Day ain't over yet. And so currently we're rocking a little over 8,700 tracks in rotation. Now that compares to what a typical Jack FM station runs, which is generally around 850 tracks in its pool of content. We're way over that. So the repetition is likely not going to be a problem when you listen to the Jukebox Graduate Radio. Unfortunately, we have with our pay platform right now, where we pay, we have to run 4 minutes of dreaded regional commercials every hour. So that sucks. But beyond that, we provide a lot of great, great music. Now, where can we be heard? Well, the podcast can still be heard, you know, because we did, I don't know, 20 plus episodes of podcast. You can find that on Spotify, iHeart, SoundCloud, Player FM, podtail.com. And I think we're on iTunes still, too.
That's incredible.
The live radio station, though, can be heard on tons of places, probably too many to mention, but I'll name some of the bigger ones. Streama, VTuner, FMRadioFree.com, Get Me Radio, MyTuner Radio, Radio.net, Radio Online, Radio Garden, which is one of my favorites. Now, if you guys want to check this out, go Google Radio Garden. When you just go to the website and you open it up, it shows this globe, Earth. You can spin it around and you see all these dots all over the world. Those are radio stations that you can stream just by zooming in and clicking on them. So we're on there. So you can spin the globe around, go down to Southern California, zoom in, zoom in, zoom in. Jukebox Graduate's there in Riverside, California. But you can also type in the Jukebox Graduate and find it there. But I love that app because it just looks cool. And then, of course, Live 365, which is our internet home. That's where we reside all our tracks. And it's where
that's the mothership. Right
there. That's where all the licensing is taken care of. That way we can play all this stuff with no problems. So, yeah, there are lots of places to find us. In fact, I think a lot of smart TVs now have included Live 365. Yeah, the Live 365 app is on a lot of these. In fact, on my TV. So I could just pull it up there and listen to the station through my TV. Our archive of hosted shows, they're not all there, but quite a lot of them are there. We've got well over 100 shows in the archive. That's hosted at Mixcloud. You can find links at thejukeboxgraduate.com for that. Now, I'm going to give you a sort of a rundown of the weekly programming that I'm currently running. A lot of these were soft launches, and you may not even know about them, but these are generally hour-long slots that I put on the calendar each week for the station. This one's not an hour long, but this is one I call Days Like This. So it's Monday through Friday at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And it's basically a 15-minute segment of songs with the day of the week. But it's preceded by my tribute to jazz DJ James Janisse, who used to be on KLON here in Long Beach, California. He would always open his show at 6 a.m. with a song by Oscar Brown Jr. and then would follow it up with Springsville by Miles Davis. Anyway, it's just a little way to wake up, 15 minutes right there per day. Then a full hour on Mondays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific, Boss Time, which is my dedicated Bruce Springsteen program. These are non-hosted. These are just, there are bumpers and stuff in there, but the selections are randomized. And so the beauty is that not only did Bruce put out stuff under his name, he put out stuff under Bruce and the E Street Band, put out stuff with the Seeger Sessions Band. He guested he guested on albums by Patti Scalfa, Joe Grushecki, Lou Reed. I mean, he's like all these guest spots, live tracks, rarities. There's hard to find collaborations. There's some really, really cool stuff in there. And I've loaded up the majority of the studio collection from Bruce Springsteen, including all the guest appearances on other people's records, too. The live stuff through nugs.net is that's down the road when we have more space to play with, we can put some of that in there. But I'm definitely going to be feeding in some of the classic shows that we both probably had on bootlegs back in the day that Nugs has since put out, some of the glorious stuff like from the Agora and Winterland and stuff like that. But anyway, that's a 1 hour show. And I've got a bunch of other shows that are similar to that, where an artist is featured for a full hour twice a day, doing the same style of, you know, pulling stuff from
a mix,
you know, the band that they're in, or the solo artists from that band or whatever. So I'll just go through the list here again. Again, the new release bin is my new release show Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Pacific. Radio Radio is my program that's on at 9 a.m. Pacific time in the mornings. And that's sort of my tribute to the KCRW in-studio sessions that a lot of us remember anyway. Now, what I've collected, I was a big physical collector of the CDs that these radio stations would put out back in the day that highlighted studio appearances throughout the year by artists when they'd come to town. Like KCRW was known for this. When somebody came to town, they'd come in and for an interview, and then they'd play a couple songs, move on.
I got to do it with Dwight.
I would collect those CDs that they would put out at the tail end of the year. So I have all these really cool exclusive studio performances that weren't album tracks. You only got them if you taped them off the radio back in the day, or you bought the CD when it was available for a limited time. And I've got these from all over the country. There's like KGSR in Austin.
And you're such a sucker for acoustic versions of things.
You remember.
So this, oh my God. So this plays into your, this plays into your wheelhouse so strongly.
Definitely. Definitely. And it's just really cool hearing familiar songs, but unfamiliar versions. So tune in and you're going to hear some really interesting stuff. That's Radio Radio Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Pacific. Then, of course, the Know-It-All Hour, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific. Here's another one of my artist-specific shows, Willie's Happy Hour. This is Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific. Now, I've loaded this up with well over 1,000 songs from Willie's recorded career, which include duets, his own album tracks, stuff with Ray Price. I mean, just Waylon and Willie, him with Beck, him with just all kinds of people. He's collaborated. You know, he's collaborated with everybody.
I was talking to some. Well, actually, there's a guy I met who's essentially like Willie's historian and librarian in a way, like unofficially, but he's just the guy.
That's a lot.
And the problem is Willie's legitimately nuts and doesn't say no to stuff. So he would do a one-off album on a label that was created by some bar owner to whom Willie owed a favor. And the guy would call in the favor years later and was okay. And Willie was going somewhere and recording out. And it's like, does he have a catalog number? There's just stuff over the place. Cause he just doesn't, I don't think he ever thought in terms of boundaries, limits, rules, laws, you name it. So,
yeah. In fact, here's a track that's among the 1,000 plus tracks I've got on there. This is by a rap artist called Lil Black. Cause now I'm doing shows from Orlando to Dallas. Fresh out the lot in my convertible, being set in trends. Rolling with my friends until I'm on the road again. Now it's me, Willie Nelson. I'm rapping with Lil Black. Doing shows across the country and making paper stacks. I'm rolling in my tour bus, you're rolling in your Benz. And I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. So you'll hear tracks like that and more. He probably owed that guy a favor.
Exactly.
Oh my God. And so I actually soft launched this program, this weekday program at 5 p.m. around the time just before Willie's 90th. Haven't officially made a big push for it yet, but I wanted to make sure I could load as much as I could on there. 1,000 plus songs, and I'm nowhere close. I've got a list to work from. What I need to add, but space is an issue, and we'll talk about that shortly. Tuesdays, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific.
Would you say Tuesday? Oh, my God.
Yeah, we're only at Tuesday. I'm going to try to move through these. Postcards of the Hanging, which is my Bob Dylan dedicated hour. And so you're going to hear, of course, Bob stuff solo, Bob stuff with the band, Bob guesting with David Bromberg, with just all kinds of people. An hour of Dylan. You love it. You know it. Then Tuesdays and Thursdays, as we mentioned before, 10 a.m. and 10 p.m. Pacific, Eugene Edwards spins all the selections. Yeah. It's really good. You fall asleep to it. Then Wednesdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific, Beyond Belief, the Elvis Costello dedicated hour. And there's a lot to choose from there. Again, the Attractions, the Imposters, the Brodsky Quartet, Elvis and Steve Naive duets. There's just so much to draw from.
And then plenty of just Elvis Costello, like the first album.
Yeah. His catalog is so diverse. You're going to hear those quartet songs. You're going to hear those country songs. You're going to hear some jazz explorations. You're going to hear rock. You're going to hear it's all there. It's fantastic. Then Thursdays at 6 p.m. Pacific is Kimmy's Corner, which is curated by one of our listeners, Kim in San Pedro.
Bingo, Kim.
Yeah. And then Thursdays, 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific, we have the Darkroom Mixtape, which is curated by listener Kelsey, which she actually hosted this show for quite a while, but is on a hiatus right now. So we're just rocking all the tracks she's played on her show, just like we did with yours. That's Thursdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific, the Darkroom Mixtape. So it's a lot of goth, post-punk, things like that.
Yeah, she's a huge Depeche Mode fan.
She just saw them this last week, I think. She's over the moon. Saturday and Sunday, we have a show called Starstruck, curated by listener John. That's at 5 p.m. Pacific. The show's called Starstruck. And so John, over the years, he's an entertainer himself. He's met a lot of famous people over the years.
Show folk.
And he's had his albums signed by these artists over the years.
Okay. Oh, okay.
These are songs from that collection. So you get an idea of the folks he's run into or worked with over the years. So you're going to hear stuff like The Doors. You're going to hear stuff like Trini Lopez. I mean, you're going to hear like just such a wide variety of stuff. Art Garfunkel. Johnny Mathis. So it's a really interesting show concept. And that's on
weekends.
Cool
that he used that gag, if you will, to help curate the list. Because
So it's not just a general 50s through 90s, whatever. It's it ties in with his personal his encounters. Life.
That's great.
So that's a great tribute. So then here's one I've had on for a while, but I haven't promoted too much. I call it the Saturday Night Time Machine, and it starts at 6 p.m. and goes through 10 p.m. And so basically each hour, it's what you might predict. 6 o'clock is focused on the 60s, 7 o'clock focused on the 70s, and so forth. But so it's not just the music, though. I've dropped in news flashes from those decades. I've dropped in sound bites from those decades, from movies, from TV shows.
Yeah.
I've dropped in commercials. So you'll hear Cream do a Falstaff beer commercial from the late 60s. And there's just a lot of fun stuff in there. So it's a little bit of a time machine, well, hence the name, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. So from the 60s through 90s, music and more. Then Sunday mornings, speaking of Clapton, I've got a one-hour show called An Hour with God, which this one this one works Sunday morning, right? So this works in the sense that I can draw from not only Eric's solo career, but all the bands he's been part of. John Mayall's Blues Breakers, Blind Faith, Derek and the Dominoes, Cream.
Yardbirds.
You're right. Yeah, there's so much there. So that's a fun hour, which then leads into an hour called Fab Frequencies, which is my Beatles hour, which kind of ties in with the usual Sunday morning FM radio Beatles shows that are heard all around the country. So I'm trying to compete with them, I suppose. But you can hear the Beatles now and then currently on Fab Frequencies. Just tune in Sunday mornings, 10 a.m. Pacific. Then Sunday night is my tribute to Dr. Demento, which I listened to as a kid on KMET.
On Sunday nights, right?
Sunday nights, yeah. Mm-hmm. It has to be. So that's on for 2 hours. It's called DR's Dementia because, you know, my initials. It works. And then following that is sort of a tribute to another Sunday night favorite of mine. I call it Box of Rain, which is my Grateful Dead hour, which is 2 songs. I'm kidding. So that's going to be everything, you know, Bob Weir solo stuff, Jerry Garcia solo stuff, you know, Mickey Hart, the Grateful Dead, all the offshoots that they've done under different names and stuff, all the guest appearances. So for Deadheads, we got something for you, 8 p.m. Sunday nights. So that's my current schedule of slots that I've got going, and I'm going to be posting a graphic on Facebook and on thejukeboxgraduate.com that will kind of guide you through where you can find all these shows and these themes if you are interested. But other programs you may have heard on the show, which are available in our show archive, Sonic Dorms was hosted by Max DiVallo, and he had artist interviews as well as music. He interviewed Michael Sadler of Saga, among others. Our friend Eric Silver had a show called From Little Things, Big Things Grow, which is, he did a fantastic episode on demos, which is a really fascinating look.
He was so excited about doing that. Yeah. He was so into that.
It was great working with him on that.
He loved that process. He's a fabulous guy.
And then I put together a couple shows that did not air live, but they're in the archive. There's one called Album Alternatives, where it's a concept that I'm going to definitely work on when I have more free time. But I'm taking a full album by an artist, a band, and replacing all the songs with cover versions taken from all different walks of life. So you could have
you work so hard.
Right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Oh, and I've got a whole list. It's a fun listen. So the first one I did was
It's great. It's great. I'm not laughing with you. I'm laughing at you.
Thank you. Promise. I appreciate it. Yeah. Nothing changed. And so the first episode I did of that was timed with the release of the Springsteen Soul record that came out last year.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. You can do that.
Yeah, I grabbed all the original versions put some stories behind.
That's actually, that's reverse engineering at its finest.
It can go either way. Yeah. You can either take the cover of the
he did all the work for you,
and I didn't even ask AI to help.
No, see, there you go. You are AI.
I am. And then I've got another one called Theme Time, which is sort of going to be a direct ripoff of Bob Dylan's Theme Time Radio Hour. So that'll, you know, when I have infinite free time, I'll be making more of those too.
You know, but by the way, all this is to say, this is why the Know It All Hour, I very, very, very rarely do any sort of themed shows, because I feel like the station is just chock full of them.
Yeah.
You know, and so I, that also helped inform me. in the early days, you were talking about a lot of show ideas you had, and to your credit, you executed them. I mean, you get them done, you know.
But at what cost?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a passion. You know, it's how all this started. It's us and all these long conversations about tunes. But that kind of, that's why I kind of love that. So many of these shows are like singular artists and these heavily themed hours. I just feel like that liberates me. I don't feel pressured to do. I'm just to do an hour about a specific artist. And sometimes if I really feel passionate about something, I will.
Yeah, right.
But between me and John and Eric and Kelsey, like, there's just, you know, it kind of like frees us up to just kind of scramble up the tunes. And then there's these really concentrated hours throughout the week.
Yeah. And by having this, it does break up any monotony that may possibly exist of the regular programming, right, which is already randomized to begin with. But to have some of these focused hours, and just an hour, not too much in some cases, with the exception of DR's Dementia, because Dr. Demento ran for like 4 hours every Sunday night. I'm not going that far. And then the Beatles one I may expand at some point too, because Breakfast with the Beatles would tend to run, what, 3 hours maybe, but I don't want it to be too much, but I like to, it does break up the day every day a little bit, so it's not just the random one pool of music. You do get these little spots that are like focused here on this, and then it breaks away.
Well, and also I love hearing that you borrowed a lot of these ideas and formats from radio stations that you listened to growing up. So yeah, your radio station,
it's reflective of my experience listening to and enjoying radio.
Yeah, not just to your favorite musical artist, but to your favorite old radio shows.
And what I loved about what radio would do for me at certain times and days of the week. And so I'm trying to pass some of that along. It may not be shared by everybody that listens, but for those who didn't have that experience hearing that, well, maybe some people do enjoy at 6 a.m. They put our station on and they hear that little wake-up call.
The way that you did.
Yeah. So it's passing it along, but just also just saying, I don't forget, you know, I'll always remember those memories. And since I now have a station here to run, I'm going to try to convey some of those things that meant something to me. So I mentioned before, I wanted to play a clip from one of your episodes that was really meaningful to me. In fact, I'm going to play a little montage here, some highlights from 5 of the hosted shows that we've run that can all be found in the archives. But among this is the one that stands out from the Know It All Hour. So we'll start things off with Max DiVallo. We'll work through.
I wonder what it is.
I didn't give any clues. Should I give a clue?
I know. I noticed.
I'm not going to give any clues. I'm going to keep you guessing. How many episodes? 100? You're going to have two per episode. Well, by the time this plays out, you may have thought about all the deep dives you've done. And then maybe we'll have come across the one that'll play at the end of this montage. So here you go. Here's some highlights of some of the hosted shows we've had at the Jukebox Graduate Radio.
Hey, everybody. This is Michael Sadler of Saga, and this is Sonic Dorms.
So my name is Max, and this is Sonic Dorms. On today's show, I have a very special guest, long-awaited for me in this particular case. His name is Michael Sadler, phenomenal vocalist of the band Saga and many other projects, including his latest endeavor in a band called Project, which involves his tribute to all sorts of progressive rock acts throughout the 70s, a lot that are favorites of mine, including Yes, and Genesis, early Genesis in particular. So with that being said, thank you for taking the time to do this with me today, Michael. It's really an absolute honor. Thank you.
It's my pleasure. Trust me.
All right. That concludes the first part of our two-part special with very special guest vocalist Michael Sadler of Saga, 40-plus career, based out of Ontario, Canada. They're just the greatest, and obviously a musical anomaly. I mean, you can't really find anybody that sounds like Saga. They're one of those bands that, in my humble opinion, have a sound of which is only unique to them, and they're in a category of their own is basically what I'm saying here. So with that being said, thank you to Dave Rayburn and Eugene Edwards of the Jukebox Graduate for giving me this opportunity and continuing to give me this opportunity to provide you know, a showcase for artists that I personally admire and love to see thriving out there in the music world. All the best, right? Thanks again for listening. Thanks again for caring about music and appreciating music as much as I do. It means the world to me. Until next time, all the best.
Thanks for tuning in today to the Jukebox Graduate. Coming to you from Brooklyn, New York, I'm Eric Silver, and today's show is called From Little Things, Big Things Grow. Songs we've come to love almost always go through a series of revisions, alterations, edits, and production, but great songwriters know when they have a hit or something that's going to last, and one of the first things they do to capture that idea is make a demo. So I've queued up a bunch of demos today of some of my favorite songs. Sometimes it's a songwriter creating a template for a singer. Other times it's the basis for their own performance. Case in point is the great Otis Blackwell, a writer with over 1,000 songs to his name, including huge hits like Great Balls of Fire for Jerry Lee Lewis and Don't Be Cruel for Elvis Presley. Here he is with a demo of a song from 1956 that Elvis and later Dave Edmunds recorded, and it's called Paralyzed. I'm thinking back to the documentary about Muscle Shoals, the recording studio in Alabama, and the Swampers, who were the house band in the studio, were talking about how the session for I Never Loved a Man the Way I Loved You didn't come together until Spooner Oldham came up with the opening riff on the electric piano. But wow, listen to the power of Aretha on this track, and it's hard to think magic wasn't going to happen that day. Then we had Paul McCartney and Elvis Costello collaborating in the late 80s, which, as a friend remarked recently, was the last time either of them charted a song. I think they both would agree those demos were outstanding, maybe even more so than the final songs on those albums. And then Stephen Stills. It's really hard to fathom that he was 23 when he recorded Sweet Judy Blue Eyes in 1968. It's also one of those stories where the tapes were lost for 25 years before they were discovered in a closet of a studio that was closing and eventually returned to him. So thanks again for tuning in to this first episode of From Little Things, Big Things Grow here on the Jukebox Graduate. And thank you to Eugene Edwards and our producer, Dave Rayburn, for helping me find my way. It's been a blast. I have one more for you before we go from the late, great Gene Clark. This is White Light.
Welcome to the Darkroom Mixtape. 60 minutes of dark wave, post-punk, goth, industrial, new wave, punk rock, and more. This is the Darkroom Mixtape on the Jukebox Graduate Radio.
That was Romeo Void with A Girl in Trouble is a Temporary Thing, preceded by the song Brick Shithouse by Placebo, a track that lead singer Brian Mokel describes as, quote, a ghost story about someone watching their lover make love to the person who killed them. And before that was Going Backwards by the inimitable Depeche Mode. But I'm not biased or anything. I hope you enjoyed the show today. And if you enjoy what you're hearing on the Jukebox Graduate Radio, be it this show or Dave's new release bin, Eugene's Know-It-All Hour, and if you think, I could host a show, guess what? There's an opportunity for you to do that, because the Jukebox Graduate Radio has a Patreon membership, and you can sign up at patreon.com. Just search for the Jukebox Graduate, and you will find a range of membership options that grant you access to bonus goodies and even the opportunity to host your own program, just like this one, and you can make it about whatever music you want. Go on, I dare you. Be sure to tune in at the same time next week for another episode of the Darkroom Mixtape. I will leave you today with a song by Bronski Beat, in memory of the recently departed Stephen William Forrest. Thanks for the music, Steve. Until next time, my loves.
Hello, and welcome to Album Alternatives, a show where you'll hear an album played in its entirety, but with a unique twist. You'll hear classic albums, top to bottom, as performed by other artists. Some songs will be covers. Other songs will be the original recordings that inspired the featured artist. And, as a bonus, I'll occasionally throw in some interesting alternate or lost recordings related to each week's subject. I'm Dave Rayburn, and for the next hour, I invite you to pull up a seat and take in an album as it was meant to be heard, start to finish. You've got it here on Album Alternatives. You just heard side two of Only the Strong Survive by Bruce Springsteen. We started things off with Tyrone Davis and Turn Back the Hands of Time from the album of the same name. Turn Back the Hands of Time was released as a single in February of 1970 and spent 2 weeks atop Billboard's R&B singles chart. The song also crossed over and reached number 3 on Billboard's pop chart, with the song selling over 1 million copies. Then we heard the Four Tops with When She Was My Girl from the 1981 album Tonight on Casablanca Records. The single hit number 1 in the U.S. R&B chart, making it the last time they held a song in that position. The Tops subsequently rejoined Motown following this reinvigorating splash, but never regained the notoriety of their glory days. Then we heard Hey Western Union Man by Jerry Butler, another track from Butler's 1968 album, The Iceman Cometh. This was his second number one R&B hit, residing at the peak spot of the Billboard chart for just 1 week. Hey Western Union Man became part of a string of top 40 crossover hits that he enjoyed during the late 1960s. Then we heard The Temptations with I Wish It Would Rain. This 1967 song from the album The Temptations' Wish It Would Rain features a stellar, emotional vocal from David Ruffin, along with the usual top-notch instrumental backing from the Funk Brothers. The song tells the story of a heartbroken man that desperately wants to hide his sorrow, seeking cover for his relentless tears. Sadly, there was real sorrow behind the song. Lyricist Roger Penzabene had just discovered his wife was cheating on him with another man. I Wish It Would Rain was derived from his inability to deal with his internal pain. Hopelessly distraught, Penzabene never found resolve. He committed suicide on New Year's Eve 1967, just 1 week after the single's release. Then we heard Aretha Franklin with Don't Play That Song, originally recorded by Benny King in 1962, but Aretha actually scored the hit version in 1970. The song was co-written by King's wife, Betty Nelson, and Atlantic Records co-founder and president, Ahmet Erdogan. Featured on her Spirit in the Dark album, Don't Play That Song peaked at number 1 on the R&B chart and number 11 on the Hot 100 chart, and went on to be certified gold with sales of over 1 million copies. Well, let's move on to the last side of this two-record set, side 4 being a decorative etched side. I present to you side 3 of Bruce Springsteen's Only the Strong Survive, here on Album Alternatives.
Oxfords defines music as sounds that are arranged in a way that is pleasant or exciting to listen to. People sing music or play it on instruments. Oxfords defines a know-it-all as a person who behaves as if they know everything. I'm Eugene Edwards. Welcome to the Know-It-All Hour. From Trouble Boys, The True Story of the Replacements by Bob Mayer. For several days, local newspapers had reported the basic facts. Bob Stinson, former lunatic guitarist of the Replacements, found dead in his uptown apartment. He'd founded the group, then been fired from it in 1986 when he couldn't curb his out-of-control lifestyle. A couple of stories hinted at his troubled background. Broken home, in and out of juvenile institutions, long-standing addiction problems, recent diagnosis as bipolar. The tone of the subsequent outpouring, memorials and obituaries in Rolling Stone and Spin, the New York Times and the Los Angeles Times, was revealing. 9 years after Bob's firing and 4 since the group's breakup, the Replacements were suddenly spoken of in reverential terms. They had become legends, without ever really becoming stars. An epitaph as unlikely as their beginnings. They had come together as the children of war veterans and alcoholics, from families steeped in mental illness and abuse, products of Midwestern recalcitrance and repression. That held the bond in a peculiar way, said frontman Paul Westerberg. We hit it off in ways that normal guys don't. We understood each other. Back when they got their first little flush of fame, Westerberg would say, as a cockeyed boast, that they were losers. That there wasn't a high school diploma or a driver's license among them. They'd never had any clear-eyed ambition or direction. They got as far as they did only because they hungered for attention, for love, for sanction, for volume, for chaos. Up front, near the casket, was Bob's ex-wife, Carlene, and their six-year-old son, Joey. Bob's only child was a quadriplegic, cerebral palsy, unable to walk or talk. But Joe was always very receptive to Bob, and he loved taking Joe around, said Carlene. When Joe saw his dad at the funeral, he just reached out for his hand like he always did. He squeezed that great big hand of his, and when he didn't squeeze back, he knew his dad was gone. A few rows behind, Paul Westerberg hung his head and wiped away tears. I went downstairs for a cigarette because I couldn't bear it, he said. Westerberg had been vilified when Bob had been fired from the band. The pall was especially heavy now. As he stood smoking, a couple of girls who'd known Bob in his final days approached him. They made a point to come down and talk to me, they said. Bob loved you. And whenever he asked for anything, he said you always gave it to him. Well, for those girls to seek me out and tell me that, I was like, let the world think I'm a villain. As long as I know what Bob thought and felt. I knew we didn't hate each other. We were close and I loved him. And he was Tommy's brother, but he was my brother too. And when he died, it all made us feel that much more vulnerable. As the service concluded, Paul called to Carlene. He leaned in and whispered to her in a broken voice, "We were just kids. We didn't know shit. We were just kids."
Okay, so as you can tell, we've had some great hosted shows, and we would love to have you on board for some as well. And we've got some information coming up on that, how you can have your own show here on the Jukebox Graduate Radio.
Not me. You're talking about the people listening.
No, Gene, I can tell you how you can get your own show. Oh, wait.
Me? I can't? Honest?
You've already got one. Silly. Oh. All right, well, first of all, let's go over what we're here for. This is the pledge drive for the Jukebox Graduate Radio. We've never done one of these before, so this is...
Can I do that? Can I do that cliche?
Yes.
For the price of a cup of your morning Starbucks. I didn't know the Starbucks was an actual form of currency now, apparently.
It, you know, probably is. I don't drink Starbucks, so, I mean, I can't afford that lifestyle. Because I'm running the station.
I always love it. We'll get to the pledge part, but that always annoys the hell out of me. When people exaggerate. I remember going to the recording studio and the engineers were talking, and they were making a joke. So, like a $9 cup of coffee. I said, correction, it's not a $9 cup of coffee. People are going into Starbucks and ordering a sheet cake that's blended in and then poured into a cup.
It's not even coffee.
With ice. If somebody baked a cake in a matter of 2 minutes and put your name on the side of it, you would pay a lot more than just $2. So, okay, for the $9 for that. But somehow these wizards have done it for you. Now, if going to Starbucks, order a cup of black coffee, just an eight, and I guarantee you will not be spending $9.
Well, what does that cost, though?
It's like $2.
Okay.
Okay, so just calm down with the exaggerated forms. Of how much, but if you're buying a sheet cake that's blended and poured into a cup with ice every morning, skip one morning, throw that towards the Jukebox Graduate Radio Station.
That's what I'm saying. And you know what? Your heart may even thank you for that. All right, so let's get into it here. So, like, we're going to be completely transparent. You know, as far as our monthly expenses go, we currently pay $105 a month to do this whole Jukebox Graduate Radio thing. That includes domain hosting and email service. That includes broadcast licensing and hosting storage. That includes our on-demand archive. That includes, our archive podcast hosting, which we keep those out there because people are still discovering them. And I swear to God, our singles episodes that we did during the pandemic took off.
People still say, when are you guys going to do more? I swear I do.
So yeah. I can't take those away. And besides, we're making a new one right now, so we need to have a home for that. You know, there's audio production software that I subscribe to put some of the stuff together, bumpers and whatnot. And this part comes out of my pocket, though. The purchasing of new digital and physical product to play on the show, because I'm always searching for new content for the new release bin show that I run weekly. And so I'm a collector, so that's no problem. I don't mind buying my own stuff, but I do buy a lot of digital tracks to put on the station when needed, especially when I'm trying to fill in the blanks on these artist-specific hours.
I personally buy my stuff off of Apple Music and then convert it
to an MP3for airing. Yeah, yeah. Because that's, I love supporting the art, especially the new art.
Yeah.
I just love supporting it. I still buy music. So, and it's a click. You know, you just click and there it is. It's so easy to buy music nowadays. I love it.
Thank God. So so there's that, and then of course Patreon, which we have $57.42 in current Patreon support from some listeners, and Patreon does take a 12% cut, but they provide us the service of bringing people together to help us out, essentially. So we're running on kind of a shoestring budget right now. We're currently operating out of pocket, but we do have some pledge drive goals this time around. As we ask for your help, we also want to give a little something back. So we have prizes that we're going to be giving away once our three goal levels are achieved. And we'll be doing these drawings as soon as the goal level is achieved. We'll be doing a drawing for those prizes in that category because we'd love to get stuff out in the mail, hopefully in time to get it to you in Christmas, if you'd like to have any of these things.
That'd be rad.
Okay, so we've
got... What are the three levels, Dave?
Three levels. Goal level one, let's break even. The Jukebox Graduate Radio is currently only partially funded through Patreon, with the remainder being paid out of pocket. We're hoping to become completely self-sustained through the support of our beloved listeners, and we're almost there. Again,
just imagine that big pie chart you would see on PBS all the time.
Right.
But instead of it being your local public, it's us. It's this radio station.
We're just hoping to become self-sustained, and we can do that. We just need an additional $47.58 per month of Patreon support above what we currently have, and we will not be paying out of pocket on our end. We can keep the station going. We're above water. We're at water level.
If 10 people.
Yeah.
Give $5 a month.
That's it.
Hold on.
There's the 12% Patreon tax. Because God love them. You still
pretty
there?
Close. Yeah, I'm penciling this out. I think it's still pretty damn close.
Now, what if
that sounds doable.
Okay, now what if we convert it to $2 Starbucks black coffee?
Cue black coffee in bed by Squeeze.
Yeah. So we're almost there. So to be able to break even, that's our first goal. And we've been wanting to do this from the very beginning. And we thank our supporters that have been on Patreon since the beginning, some of which have had their own shows and still do. But we love that you guys are still listening and still supporting us, because I know I put a lot of time into this, and Gene, I know you're putting together weekly shows while doing all the stuff you do to make your living. So it's a stretch where we put a lot of time into this, and we're just glad you guys are out there. So help us keep everything on the air if we can. Here are the prizes. For goal level one, if we reach that, as soon as we reach that, we'll have a drawing. I'm going to draw five winners. We'll do a live video, so that way you can see what's going on. But five winners will be able to grab something from our junk drawer. Now, the junk drawer is going to include stuff from CDs, promotional items. For example, I got a cool Black Crowes promotional 45 adapter that's shaped like little snakes from that Three Snakes and One Charm album. Got some other CDs by John Wesley Harding, J.D. McPherson. I'm going to be giving away some copies of my Dave Rayburn Projects Volume 1 10-inch album, or EP, rather. We got some CDs that you were part of. I remember when we worked together at Norwalk back in, the early 2000s, we put together an album that was raising money for tsunami relief back in the day. And, you contributed a track to this. It's called Of Hands and Hearts. And the track was, Doesn't Get Better Than This. So that's on there. So if you don't have the My Favorite Revolution album CD by Eugene,
shame on you.
Then shame on you. But you could get that track off this collection. And it features a lot of great artists, too. But there's a whole bunch of things in the junk drawer. I'm not going to go on and on about that. We're going to have the list posted at thejukeboxgraduate.com. And then when we draw the five winners, you'll be able to select something off the remaining list. Supplies are limited, so first come, first serve on those. Goal level two. Expanded media storage. And this is like a primary and immediate goal that I'd like to achieve. The Jukebox Graduate Radio is nearly out of media storage with our broadcast platform, especially since Gene's sending an hour and 20-minute long shows every week.
How dare you?
No. We're hoping to be able to expand our storage capacity by an additional 20 gigabytes, freeing us up to add a ton of new programming and grow the song pool. So this will help me expand those programs that I listed earlier, these artist-focused albums where I'm going to put everything from their catalog in the blender. Everything. And I can't do that right now because we're running out of space and I'm just kind of stuck waiting. And so if we upgrade to that next level, we can do it. So to achieve this, we will need to raise an additional $40 over goal number one. So that brings the total to $87.58 a month from our listeners. Brand new support. That'll get us to goal level two, to where we can expand.
That sounds very doable.
It's reasonable. Man,
this is very, yes.
Once goal level two has been reached, the second prize level will be unlocked and three lucky winners will immediately be drawn at random. They'll be able to select one of the prizes as follows. First come, first serve. I've got a vinyl copy on purple vinyl by the band Wednesday. Their new 2023 album, Rat Saw God. They're a rock band out of North Carolina, and this album is certainly in contention for one of my favorite albums of this year. You may have heard it. You may have heard it on the new release bin during the week. If not, tune in and give it a listen. You'll certainly hear them several times during the week on that show. But Wednesday, Rat Saw God, purple vinyl. That's like an indie exclusive version. So that's kind of a neat little collectible, and it looks pretty. If you don't play records, you can just look at it. And here's a little sample of a song, Chosen to Deserve. Next up, I've got a signed CD copy of Ian Hunter's Defiance Part 1 that just came out this year as well. Ian is, you know who Ian is, right?
I do. Not only do I know who Ian Hunter is.
He owes me money.
The guy who's helping me out right now on stage left as my guitar tech, he's subbing for my normal guy. Mm-hmm. His name's Tommy. He played guitar for Ian Hunter for years.
Oh, wow. How cool.
Yeah, very cool. Anyway.
Yeah, so lead vocalist of the English group Mott the Hoople. And this new record actually has a lot of really cool guest appearances on it. Ringo Starr, formerly of...
And the movie Caveman.
And the movie Caveman. And he's been sampled. From what I hear. Also on this record, you can hear Slash, Mike Campbell of the Heartbreakers, Taylor Hawkins, one of his last studio recordings. So let's hear a little clip from that album. And then, thirdly, in this prize level two category, we've got a signed LP copy by The Bad Ends, and it's the album The Power and the Glory. They're an alt-rock group out of Athens, Georgia. You've heard of that town, right? They've put out some bands
before. I've heard of
alt-rock from
Athens, Georgia, yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, this band features R.E.M.'s Bill Berry, and it's signed by the entire band. So we got let's play a little clip from that one. This particular song is very Big Star-ish. And I think you'll appreciate that. Let's hear a clip.
I try to find you at the show. You know the crowds were too thick for anyone to find it.
Okay, so that's just good stuff there. So our prize level number two features Wednesday, Rat Saw God, Purple Vinyl LP, a signed CD copy of Ian Hunter's Defiance Part 1, and The Bad Ends, a signed copy of The Power and the Glory Vinyl LP. So those are some pretty cool things. Not just, that's when you help us get to the expanded storage level, we're going to give those things out to you. And let's get them to you by Christmas, huh?
Yeah.
Let's do this as soon as possible. All right, level 3. This is a big one. We've talked about this forever. Well, at least since New Year's Eve 2020. Let's go commercial free. The Jukebox Graduate Radio desperately wants to bypass the required 4 minutes of regional commercials every hour. This is a subscription option available to us that will allow us to go commercial free. And to achieve this, we will need to raise an additional $35 a month over goal 1 and 2. So that brings us to $122.58 a month in new support from our beloved Jukebox Graduate listeners. That's all we need to not only get us out of debt,
expanded
storage so that we can expand the programming and we can take more Gene's programs
but then with no ads, more time to play the expanded material.
Exactly. And that's a more fun experience, listening experience, right?
And my lengthy ass show. But yeah.
That you can fit another song in there. Well, not a Grateful Dead song. Save that for Sunday nights.
Sure.
You know, it's funny. Our station is auto DJ for the most part. And so stuff comes up at random. And I had a friend of mine say, "Oh, what time's your show? And I'm going to tune in." And I told her the date and time. She tunes in. And just before the show starts, I think Echoes by Pink Floyd comes on.
Oh, boy.
The show was postponed like 15 minutes. Because, you know, that had to play out because...
Yeah, another random thing that once happened early on, because obviously I do this gag at the end of every episode where I drop a name. And so, sometimes it's somebody I've actually met. Sometimes it's not. There's no logic to how I do. And I always say, you know, and I ended one episode... I said, as Jackson Brown told me, don't be a name dropper and don't be a know-it-all. And then the show ended with that. And then the auto DJ played a Jackson Brown song right after.
You know what? You know, I've seen stuff like that happen because I pop in to see what's going on. And I know that like I've been listening for your show and just beforehand, one of your songs comes up or a Springsteen song comes up. Yeah, it's like it's like almost there's an algorithm there just going like, yeah, what do we got? What do we got that we can book in that with?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. So there it is. So that's level three. Let's get to we got a prize to give away. If you can get us to this commercial free region, this would be freaking great. The lucky grand prize winner will receive the following: a one of a kind Jukebox Graduate guitar effects pedal, courtesy of Satellite Amplifiers. Tell us all about it, Gene.
Okay, so I met this friend of mine, Adam Grimm. I met him decades ago. Beautiful guy and an early supporter of mine in many, many ways. And then some time ago, he started getting into building guitar amplifiers. And he started a humble little home business. It seemed like rather quickly... he had these major clients, Walter Brecker of Steely Dan.
Oh, wow.
But the guys in Social Distortion and the guys in the Super Suckers and just on and on and on. All these people were buying this. Now, I was one of his guinea pigs. He actually made a little amp for me to play in the clubs in L.A. when I had my band. And then I just beat it to heck. And I handed it back to him for repair. And then he just came back with a brand spanking new amp that I've taken great care of. So Adam at Satellite Amplifiers, and by the way, these are, I don't think he would mind me saying this, but these are boutique amps. Okay. They're made by hand. He's often, back ordered. They make them, they take their time to make these things and people pay a pretty penny for these amps. They're very valuable. Adam and his team of elves made a guitar pedal, an effects pedal. And what it really is, it's a really nasty boost pedal. So for those of you guitar players, it's a bit of a clean boost, but not it's a not so clean boost. So you're playing your normal signal, and I'll make a video, I'll demonstrate it.
you're playing your normal signals, kind of a nice clean sound, bright sound, and then you hit this pedal and it's like shifting into fifth gear. So he made a pedal for us, and he designed it with the Jukebox Graduate logo and everything.
Yeah.
He makes fuzz pedals and a lot of different pedals, but this is a real one-off. I mean, this is a true one-off.
Absolutely one of a kind.
Made by a guy who makes very sought after guitar equipment. So this is, so I have the pedal. He sent it to me. No, did he send it to you? Or did he send it to me?
And I got some photos, and then I sent it to you. And you recorded some samples for us, right? Should we play some of those?
We can. Now, I just wanted to I've not taken this pedal has not left my house. So I don't take it on the road. It's not beat up. It's pristine. I want to make that very clear. But yeah, go ahead and play a little sample.
Yeah, let's hear some samples.
Okay, so that's what the pedal does essentially. And again, if you can help us get to that third goal, man, this isn't just a little tchotchke. You know what I mean, Dave? This isn't like a little key fob from the gym.
Yeah, that's in our junk drawer.
But this is gear, baby. This is good gear.
Stuff.
Oh my gosh!
So we got all kinds of things to give out to you: gear, music, key fobs, the whole lot. And so just to recap, and by the way, maybe if we get this done before Christmas, maybe Eugene will sign the pedal for you, maybe.
Hey, you know what?
It might not be his name, but it might be Jackson Brown.
I've got like old backstage passes from festivals and stuff.
Oh.
You know, lanyards?
Okay, well, if you want to throw anything in the junk drawer, Gene, we'll be updating the list.
So.
We'll be updating the list at thejukeboxgraduate.com.
Yeah, they're just hanging like in the garage.
It'll help you clean house.
no one can use it. Exactly. Yeah. No one can use them, but they'd be a fun memory of some stuff. So I'll just do the junk drawer.
So yeah, we're going to give away the farm. So that'd be great. Yeah. So we'll keep that updated on thejukeboxgraduate.com. So just to recap here, goal level one, breaking even. We just need $47.58 in new support on Patreon. Goal number two is
more data space, man. So we can expand the library of tunes that get shuffled around and gives me more time to gab on my show. So that's level two. And what's the price on that one?
And the price on that one is if we get $87.58 in brand new support, we achieve it.
Okay.
And the big one.
And then level three.
The big one. The big one. And that gets us all of the preceding plus commercial-free radio.
And the genie said, "What's your third wish?" And it was like commercial free.
That's right. Granted. Yeah. Let's hope. So all we need there to achieve all three goals, $122.58 a month in new Patreon support. Now, again, we can go back to the coffee reference. It's really, if you sacrifice a little something, it doesn't have to be that coffee. It can be something else. I'm not going to tell you what to give up. You got to do it on your own.
What if we ask people, and listen, don't write in your answers. Don't even speak it out loud. But you people listening out there, you know you've spent money on a lot worse.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
I know I have.
I've got regrets. I'm not gonna dole them out here, though. But yeah, just give what you can, you know. Even if it's $1, it all adds up. And in fact, I'll tell you real quick, just a quick rundown of the Patreon levels that we have that you can jump into, because it ranges from $1 on up. So if you can only do $1, and if $1 is painless, we'll take it because, you know, it really adds up and it's not that huge of a goal. And so if we got a dollar from, what, 123 of you a month, then we're commercial free, baby. And we're sending these prizes out in the mail next weekend.
I like the power of many doing as little as possible.
Yeah. So we've got a few general support options on Patreon. The first one is One Love, I call it, $1 a month. You know, and by the way, every time we get a new supporter on Patreon, I create a bumper to run on the station that's a shout out to our Patreon listeners. And those play every hour, so you'll hear your name on a regular basis on the station.
Oh, yeah. And don't send it in with a phony name and then trick people this dirty on the air.
This isn't the Simpsons or Red's Bar.
Yeah, tons of support from Hugh Jorgen once.
Right, that's right. He's great. Okay, so our Start Me Up level is $3 a month in general support. Again, the shout outs. And then for $5, we have one called Give Me Five, which has got a great graphic, by the way, on Patreon. This is Photoshopped, but it's Abraham Lincoln with a boombox on his shoulder. And, you know, it's got the five.
Can I tell you, sir, I remember once being on the road, we were in Springfield, Illinois, and I remember because Sturgill Simpson was still opening for this, so this is years ago, and I wake up and I'm excited because I'm in Springfield and I'm going to go to the Abraham Lincoln Museum, right?
And
like,
right.
Duh! I'm so excited. So I'm on my way, and then Jonathan Clark, our bass player, he was sitting outside the hotel having a cigarette. He said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to go to the Lincoln Museum. It's like four blocks from here. You want to come?" He says, "Sure." So we go to the Abraham Lincoln Museum there in Springfield, Illinois. And the lady, it's two adults, we're, you know, not members, we're from out of town. She goes, "Okay." She says, "That'll be $20. And then Jonathan says, "Do we have to pay in fives?"
Saw that one coming.
To this day, I'm upset I didn't think of that joke.
Right.
I'm so angry.
Oh my God. Weird. That's fantastic.
Yeah. So continue with your spiel. Sorry.
Okay, our fourth level here is we call it the Jukebox Hero, and it's $10 a month. It's our most popular subscription level so far.
It's intense.
Yeah, it's general support, recurring on-air shout-outs. We'll allow you to submit song requests or show topics for on-air consideration, because I know, Gene, you've been out of ideas for shows for so long now that, you guys can submit something and he'll consider it, I'm sure. But here's the big boost on this one. If you get on the Jukebox Hero level for $10 a month, you also get to host a one-time hour-long show that will air on the station live and appear on our on-demand archive. So if you just want to try out a show, you'll have that in your bank to utilize for supporting us for $10 a month. Whenever you are ready to do it, you'll be able to go on, and then you'll get the bug, and then you'll want to upgrade and have a regular show. So that's a $10 level. And then we got a brand new one that I just started called Play My List. This is an important one. And I think this is something that a lot of you might get a big kick out of, especially having listened to the Eugene Edwards Spins programs.
Mm-hmm.
For $20 a month, you give us the general support, you get the on-air shout outs, but you also get to curate your own weekly 1 hour show. You start off by selecting 100 songs to have in the rotation. That's your pool to start with. And then every month, throw in 20 more songs. And as long as you're subscribing on that level, you'll have a show that runs twice a day on the day of your selection, the time of your selection, as long as it's not Eugene's 5 hour know-it-all hour.
Listen, I've had enough of this.
Okay, bye. But you'll have your own curated show, your own auto DJ show with all your own selections in it. And that's something that can keep growing and growing. And that's why we need the additional storage, because we want to expand it to include listeners to have their own programs if they'd like to have a chance to be on this network.
Yeah.
So that's a brand new intel. And you can also tell all your friends you got a radio show. And you can record your own little bumpers where you have an intro and
do your thing.
You're listening to my picks, on the Jukebox Graduate, that sort of thing. So that's kind of fun.
The power of the microphone.
Now, here's something that some listeners have jumped into already, and you can hear some of these in the archive. But if you get to the Boss DJ tier, that's $33.33 a month. That's some sort of music reference, I think.
I think so.
It's a great level where you can give us general support. You get the on-air shout-outs, but you get to host your own weekly 1 hour show. Now, again, this does take a bit of work, and somehow Gene makes it happen every damn week. But this is something that you could also do. If you really think you've got the finesse and you've got the musical taste and you want to share it with the world, you could host your own show 1 hour a week, airing twice a day on that day. And it'll go in the archive, and you'll be a DJ. You'll be doing your thing and sharing the love of music. We love that. And then just as some sort of bonus, bogus Patreon level we've got out there, nobody I don't expect will take this one. I call it 50 Ways, reference to Paul Simon. For $50 a month, you're independently wealthy and you don't care where your money goes. And you would just love to support the good cause of internet radio. And we'll take it. So it's there if you want it, but I don't expect anybody's going to bite at that one.
We had to make it a possibility.
We did.
We had the dreamer of dreams.
For those who reach for the sky, we put the sky way, way up there. So some of you may be asking, how do I get entered into the drawings? Here's what you do. There's no purchase necessary to enter, because that's what everybody says. And so that applies here too.
It happens to be true as well.
It is. Your eligibility for our drawings will be automatically determined by any of the following. You will receive one drawing entry by simply following and subscribing to the Jukebox Graduate on Facebook, which is our most popular social media outlet. So that's pretty much where the majority of our information goes and the majority of our listeners populate. So just follow us there, join up there, and we'll have the list of names when we're ready to draw. We'll print them all out, cut them up, put them in a barrel and pull them out, and you'll be in there automatically. Even if you're not subscribing to Patreon or anything else, you're just following us. We appreciate that. So we want to give something to the listeners. So that's one way to get in. Another is receive one drawing entry for sharing our 2023-2024 pledge drive post on Facebook. So just share it on your feed and we'll see the shares and you'll get an additional entry into the drawing. The third one is if you pledge support to the Jukebox Graduate on Patreon.com. That's patreon.com/thejukeboxgraduate. You'll receive one drawing entry for every monthly dollar that you pledge. So if you come on board for the $10 plan on Patreon, you'll automatically get 10 entries into that drawing along with your Facebook entry or your shared post entry. So there's three ways to get in the mix here. Prizes must be claimed and confirmed within 30 days of the initial drawing or another winner will be selected. And the pledge drive will remain active until all three goal levels have been achieved. So we don't have a deadline here. We would love to have it all accomplished prior to Christmas, but if we don't make it by then, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep chugging along and keep asking you. We're almost there. We're almost there. But hopefully sooner than later. And, you know, like we said, this isn't a huge, huge ask. We're being transparent with our expenses and what our current support is and what we need. And I think it's totally achievable. And we got some great stuff to give away. So really, you want to have your chance to get that stuff. So just come support us however you can. Do you have any more thoughts on the pledge drive, Gene?
I just want to add, about that boss DJ level.
Yeah.
In which one of our listeners becomes one of our DJs, essentially. You break the fourth wall. And let me tell you something about getting your own show and getting to do one. And take this from my experience. The more you, just to endeavor into making one show, and so a Jukebox Hero level would find this out. Thinking about music, selecting songs that you want to share with people or you think are a reflection on you or so, whatever your motivations, it gets very addictive and you'll start wanting more, listening to more music, finding out more about more records. It starts to expand your own listening habits. It has for me. Mm-hmm. So again, if you can get to that boss DJ level, I'm just telling you, at first, it's rather selfish, basically. It's a bit navel-gazing. Here's my favorite records. But it's that quickly turns into something else. And that's a beautiful, it's a great, great feeling. And maybe if you're not a musician, you don't play an instrument, you can't go out and play tunes, you know. This is a way of really being involved with music. Yeah. And then there's a lot of people who just really love music. And you don't have to be a musician to be involved with it and to share it and to help curate or present music. And so I just want to encourage people. Those two levels are the ones that really speak to me. The $10, the Jukebox Hero, and then how much is the Boss DJ one again? Remind me.
33 and a third.
For 33 and a third. That's the magical one right there. But anyway, so that's all I want to add. And I'm going to have to go soon because I have to catch a jet somewhere.
Okay. And let me ask you, how many of you out there have only made one mixtape in your life? Yeah, I thought so. So this is something that, like you said, it's addictive. Yeah, you want to share and you want to do it in a specific order, in a specific way. And there's a reason for that. And
that's a great example.
You can tell us why.
The old mixtape days right there. Just even if you just think of it that. Remember how much fun we had doing that? Well, that's what this is, basically.
Yeah.
Except you get to share it with like a lot of people.
A lot of people. Know? That's right.
Except for and not just that one girl who wouldn't talk to you. Right.
She's done. That's over.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's end this segment with a couple songs here. These songs are taken from some of the prizes from our junk drawer. There's one from myself and one from Eugene. So we'll be right back right after these.
And you're listening to the Jukebox Jubilee.
It's not the Jukebox Jubilee.
The Jukebox Jamboree.
It's not the Jukebox Jamboree.
The Jukebox Graduate.
That's it.
The Jukebox Graduate.
Washington detectives have their theories. So how to turn a small game into a whole series. Still searching for a pop hit or miss. It doesn't get better than this. Between her eyes and the weather. It doesn't get
turning up waste. Right beside her, all the girls I never chased. And it's unfair as a farewell kiss. It doesn't get better than this. Between her eyes and the weather.
We started off there in that little musical block with yours truly, Dave Rayburn, and the song Separate Means. That comes from my 2010 DRP EP, but the song actually appears 2 years later on my Projects Volume 1 vinyl, which is a 10-inch red translucent vinyl piece that I put together, and that's in our junk drawer. So if you like that song, that could be a prize that you may win if you enter our drawing. Then we heard a little ID by Dan Byrne in between there. And then to finish things off, we heard It Doesn't Get Better Than This by Eugene Edwards. This comes from the Of Hands and Hearts compilation, but originally came out on your 2004 album, right, Gene? My Favorite Revolution?
That sounds about right, yeah.
All right, so here's your chance to get a Eugene Edwards track on a really rare compilation that is pretty damn hard to find now. And all kinds of great artists on that as well. All right, closing remarks. Well, this was fun, Gene. I miss you, man.
I miss you too. But this is why we hardly have phone conversations anymore, because they go for 3 hours.
I know.
You and I are incapable of having short conversations. So,
and the time change lately really messed me up too. So now the day is really almost over.
It really is. Well, how do you think I feel? I'm in Florida. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
You never know what time you're in.
This, by the way, means you're not going to get my episode handed in on a Saturday.
Right? God.
Because now I have to fly back to Los Angeles tomorrow and then create it in the afternoon. So that's your fault.
All right.
Thank you so much for this, Dave. Thank you for being such a self-starter and having the discipline to create a radio station and all these shows. And then also give a platform to goofballs like me. And hopefully we'll have some jukebox heroes and we'll have some boss DJs out there. Just keep listening, folks.
Yeah.
Keep listening. Keep donating and keep listening.
Suffice to say, it's my pleasure to be able to do this in more ways than one, and to be able to share it with like-minded people, because face it, we're all music geeks, and we understand each other. Gene, do you have anything else you'd like to plug at the tail end here?
You know, listen, if you're SiriusXM subscribers, Dwight Yoakam, the Bakersfield Beat, Channel 349, listen, or if you have the app, even better, because the shows are on demand there. Cowpunks to Nowpunks. I do my guitar show with Dylan every Wednesday at 5 p.m. live on YouTube, Eugene and Dylan Guitar Show. That's Pacific time, obviously. And I'm probably forgetting stuff, but everything's easy to find. Just follow me on the socials. Just follow me, Eugene Edwards 25 on all the socials, and you keep up with it. That's plenty for
okay, me. Okay, perfect. Well, you know what we usually do at this time?
I forgot until you just reminded me.
We go out on a lyric. We go out on a lyric.
Yeah. Okay.
So
I go first. Or you go first.
You can go first. How about you go first? Because it's really good. I can't wait. Can't wait to hear this one.
Well, they sent for the ambulance, and one got sent. Somebody got lucky, but it was an accident. I'm pledging my time to you, hoping you'll come through too.
I see what you did there. That is fantastic. All right, here's mine. All my plans have fallen through. All my plans depend on you. Depend on you to let them grow. I love you, and that's all I know. And we love you, Jukebox graduates. Thanks for tuning in, and come support us. Take care.
And how about that? Part two was even longer. Nonetheless, good show, boys. Now, don't forget to like the Jukebox graduate on Facebook to get you entered into the prize drawings. While you're there, be sure to share the contest on your feed so your friends and family can get in on it too. And, to give yourself an added advantage, and that feel-good feeling of supporting the entertainment efforts of Dave and Eugene, get on over to patreon.com and throw a few shekels their way. You may even find yourself hosting or curating your own show. And how cool would that be? Every little bit helps, no matter how small. On that note, we bid you good day. Don't forget to keep feeding those earworms. And keep it tuned to the Jukebox Graduate Radio. Cheers.